97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Tonight is debate night. What in the world is going to happen up in Philadelphia when Donald Trump takes the stage for the first time ever with Vice President Kamala Harris? I don't know. Let's see what our guest thinks. Gerard Felitti's with us, political strategist, the Lawfare Project senior counsel. Gerard, welcome in.
Pleasure to be here.
High stakes tonight, huh?
High stakes, and we're not going to see a debate like the last one, that's for sure, but it will certainly be interesting to watch.
Yeah, we know Kamala Harris can speak. The question is, will she speak in circles? I mean, I wonder, when I read the stories about her debate prep, what all they've been telling her to avoid. She's going to have a lot on her plate to keep in order, like not laughing and maybe trying to avoid the use of the word unburdened.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of words that she needs to avoid, especially ones that she makes up. But the biggest challenge for her is how to respond to Donald Trump by showing disdain or contempt or disagreement with his answers without breaking into cackling or doing something else that will turn off the audience. It's not an easy feat for her, actually. She needs to come across as calm, collected, and with policy ideas that actually make sense, while at the same time avoiding coming off as someone who is losing touch with the American people by speaking in circles.
I feel like she's going to try to bait Donald Trump, though, because I think she's just looking for an opportunity to say something like, how dare you treat me like that as a woman? I can see that happening.
I think that she will absolutely try to bait him, especially when it comes to reproductive freedom. So what most people call abortion, that he will try to bait him in that regard and point out that he has not necessarily been consistent in his policies, and then personalize it, make it about her and other women and see if he takes the bait.
Yeah, I wonder how much the 2020 election is going to come up in all this. And what would your advice be to Donald Trump on how to handle that? Because I think he's been more forward looking, but occasionally in some of his stump speeches, he goes back to 2020 to try to relitigate that.
Well, that's the issue that Donald Trump has. The biggest challenge is not falling into the trap of relitigating old things, whether it's the 2020 election or even 2016. He needs to remain focused on what his agenda is for the future, especially his economic ideas, and that might very well carry the day. My advice to his team would be to make sure that, to the extent possible, he understands how important it is for him to stay focused, especially in this debate.
You know, here's what I would expect that she's been coached to say, to call him a convicted felon, to refer to the 34 felony counts or whatever it is, his upcoming sentencing, he could be in prison. Why would you vote for somebody like that? All of those things will be designed to sort of get under his skin. I wonder what his best counter argument is to all that.
Honestly, his best counterargument is to completely ignore it and bring it back to the questions that are actually asked and the issues. I think that he will do well if he focuses on being the one who is responsive to the questions and not the one who falls into the trap of these barbs. And that is something that I know his advisors have been telling him, and hopefully that he will follow through and listen on that.
The latest poll that I've seen, New York Times, Siena poll, had them kind of neck and neck. Trump was up a little bit. How crucial do you think that tonight's debate is? Because this very well could be the only debate we see between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Tonight's debate is important for both, but it's not crucial. It's only crucial if one of them makes a very bad mistake or really steps their foot in it. Otherwise, most people have already made up their minds, and the small percentage who haven't, they're going to not necessarily be listening to this debate, but listen to what people are saying after it on social media. They're going to be watching short clips, which is why it's important for Trump to stay on focus and have those good clips if he wants to succeed.
Yeah, I would agree that it much of public opinion will be formed with the spin afterwards, as it always is, and everybody's going to be looking for those one-liners that, sir, you know, you're no John F. Kennedy or you're no JFK. Everybody will be looking for those liners, won't they?
Yeah, they certainly will, but they'll also be looking. I think this election, more than others, people have found out that, you know, the candidates really have not been very specific on how to pay for all of their ideas. And even though Kamala Harris put out her policy agenda finally after how long has it been on her website, still no details. So the people who are undecided and care about that issue, and that's a lot of Americans, especially when it comes to the economy, they will be looking for answers tonight. And if they don't get them, they know that they've done well under Donald Trump. They don't know how they'll fare under Kamala Harris. So she really does have an uphill task tonight, not in terms of performance, but in terms of what she says.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Gerard Floyd, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you for having
me. You bet.
Me.